From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. At today's meeting of the Texas Commission on Jail Standards, Harris County was commended for addressing jail staffing issues along with ending a contract to outsource jail inmates. Friends and family of people who've died in custody spoke before the commission. That included Sarah Knight, whose son died after he was outsourced to a private prison in Louisiana.
Because last month, two more people died in jail, bringing the death count to 15 this year. One of them, Ms. Pebbles Garrard, was just 1 year older than my daughter and homeless.
The Harris County Jail is still fighting to stay in compliance as it suffers numerous infrastructure issues. An effort to recall Mayor John Whitmire has failed. Organizers criticize the administration's increased budget for police, along with the mayor's car-centric approach to mobility. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
While it was the subject of multiple news stories over the past year, the much-hyped campaign suffered from disorganization and a lack of funding. It needed more than 63,000 signatures in 30 days. Organizer Ethan Hale says canvassers returned just over 2,000.
Yeah, I mean, I think we knew the odds were not exactly in our favor. And I think we were more so hoping more of our volunteers would turn out, but didn't really happen that way.
Hale also ran for an open seat on the Houston City Council and received just over 2% of the vote. Whitmire previously said the recall effort was silly, and a spokesperson did not comment on the shortfall this week. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Texans are paying more for gas this week. AAA Texas says the statewide average is $2.64 a gallon. That's 5 cents more than last week. Here in Houston, the average is $2.57, and that's a 1 cent increase. Drivers in El Paso and San Antonio have the most expensive gas in the state this week, while Lubbock has the cheapest. Overnight low near 64. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.